At Trinity Christian Center, we are taking authority over the enemy through the preached word under the direction of Bishop Keith Felton.
Somebody always get wind of what you're going through, and they look at you and say, if I were her, I'd be going crazy about now. If I were him, I'm about to lose my mind. But they don't realize that you have to develop a quiet strength. Even when it looks bad on the outside of me, I got something that can say, peace be still on the inside of me. It's quiet, but it makes a lot of noise.
At Trinity Christian Center, souls are being saved and lives changed. Located at 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte. Services begin Sunday at 11 a.m. with the preached word and Wednesday night empowerment at 7 p.m. For details, call 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371. Or go online at trinitychristiancenter.net. Now, a word from Bishop Felton.
This is Bishop Felton here. Come out and be a part of this exciting atmosphere at Trinity Christian Center. If you are in the Charlotte or surrounding areas, I encourage you to come out and be a part of what God is doing at Trinity Christian Center. Be blessed.
You're now tuned in to It's Your Season with Bishop Keith Felton, Senior Pastor of Trinity Christian Center. This program will empower you to be the person God has designed and created. At the end of this broadcast, information will be given for times and location and CD purchases. Now, a word from Bishop Felton.
Good morning. It's an awesome day that God has made. I am so excited to be preaching and teaching this morning. Listen, tell someone, It's Your Season is back on the air, and I'm so thrilled that we can come together and bless God. This morning, I'm going to be talking from the subject, stand still. No matter what's going on in your life, don't let it move you. Stand still. This is God's battle, not yours. Check this message out. It's going to bless you real nice. Stand still.
Stand still. When everything is moving around you at 100 miles an hour, you got to be able to stand still. The children are acting crazy. The finance, deadlines, and commitments. It seems like you got to let things always run around, and you got to be able to. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? When you can let it go through your path and stand still. Look at somebody say, I'm not moving. 5 years ago, I probably would have moved, but right now, I done been through too much stuff. I done been lied to, been left out, I've been looked at funny, but now when stuff come in your life right now, you got to be able to push it out and let God come in. And God said, baby, you done been through this before. You done felt this felt before. You done went through all these things. And God said, don't you be moved. Don't you ever be moved. It is the momentum of the enemy that tries to get you to migrate from your spot. Moses was the meekest man that lived. But when you have 400 chosen chariots behind you, when you have spears behind you, when you have soldiers that are equipped to battle behind you, and all you got is a piece of wood, a staff, and all you got is the word of God. God say, I'm going to show you how to get victory, baby, with a baseball bat and a promise. Look at somebody say, I ain't got much. God say, you don't really need much. You may not be the strongest, but you got God. You may not be the richest, but you got God. You may have a bunch of problems, but you still got a bunch of promises from God. And God say, if you would just stand still and not get emotionally involved in what's going on in your life, God say, then I can fight your battles. You can't fight this one. Look at somebody say, you can't fight it. Sometimes you look at what you have and what's coming up against you and you say, God, it doesn't match. It doesn't weigh, God. And God is trying to show Moses in this early stages, if you're going to be used by me, I'm going to cause some things to happen so I can show you my wonders. Mm. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Somebody say testimonies. Testimonies are things that happen to people that the thing that happened didn't kill them, but they're still here. And you cannot listen, you cannot have something happen and not tell them. Every time something happens and you live through it and you get victory, that is your testimony. Your testimony is so powerful that in the book of Revelation, say, we overcome, they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, meaning that your testimony is so powerful, it is able to be on the same line with the blood. Somebody say the blood. It is the blood that cleanses us and redeems us and gives us rightful standing with God, but it's the testimony of what God did through the person or the people of God that gives them credence to say, you know what? I'm washed by the blood, but God healed my body. I'm washed by the blood, but when the enemy came in like a flood, he raised up a standard. I'm washed by the blood. I'm redeemed. I'm justified. I'm set in my rightful place because the thing that God done brought me through, he has a track record. He has a resume of righteousness that God will allow things to come up in your life so he can show you who he really is. Because if they didn't have chariots, listen, if they didn't have chariots chasing him, he couldn't have part no Red Sea. Oh, y'all got to get that right there. I want you to look at somebody and say, this has to happen. You know this craziness going in your life right now? It's got to happen. You know your finance looking crazy? It has to happen. You can't part a Red Sea in your life until you see something crazy in your life. Oh, y'all got to get that right there. Don't look at your trouble and say, God, I'm doing something wrong. The devil's after me. The devil is not after you. The devil is only going to rush you into what God has for you. Amen. You cannot cross anything. They could have, listen, they would have been lackadaisical if God didn't summon those troops. They would have been lethargic and lazy and sat on the banks of the Red Sea. But God said, let me put some fire up under them. Let me chase them. Some of y'all going through something right now because God said, I got to let you go through this to activate what you should be doing. You shouldn't be looking at your Red Sea or your obstacle. You shouldn't be intimidated by your obstacle. You should let what's coming against you rush you into the other side. Look at somebody say, I'm going on the other side. I may be sick in my body, but I'm claiming healing. I'm still going to the other side. I may be financially right now not where I want to be at, but I'm still going to the other side. And it's not what I've already made up in my mind. It's what God is doing with my enemies. God will cause your enemies to make you make a move. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? He will cause your enemies to make you make a move. And here are these Egyptian soldiers are chasing the children of Israel. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? But God said, don't you fear not, Moses. Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see no more. Oh, when I begin to read this, I say, Lord, I don't know why in the world you gave me this on the spot. I don't know why you want me to preach from different phrases and different things. God say, because you get ready to talk to a group of people that's going through some stuff right now. And all the enemy wants them to do is to move out of their spot. But God said, it's not how much they shout, prophesy, sing, or be as faithful to what they call church. It's how they stand on my word. Oh, y'all hearing what I'm saying? God said, I need some standards. I need some people that will say, I'm not moving. Come hell or high water. I don't care if you don't like me or not. I found a resting place. I don't care if you don't disagree or not agree, but I am standing. But most of my life I ran. Most of my life I was disjointed. But for this point in my life, I am going to stand still. God said, I can never work for you because you're always running from it. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, y'all got to get that right there. Listen. I can never work for you because you're constantly running from it. And God is telling Moses, if we're going to walk together, baby, you need to stop being scared and stand still. If you're going to walk with God in 2015, you got to stop being scared and stand still. Oh, y'all. If you say you called of God, stop being scared of what the doctors are saying. Stop being scared about how old you are and what you have. The devil is a liar. God said, I can use anybody at any time, at any stage of their life. So stop being scared. Without Pharaoh sending the troops, they could have never experienced a pillar of fire. There's something that has to happen so you can see a different side of God. Is anybody in the building? There's something that has to happen in your life. So when we get together, we say, oh, man, we had a good time in church. Listen, let me tell y'all something. You got to graduate from that. Y'all got to get that. If you don't get this, boy, the whole stew raw. You got to graduate from having a good time in church. You got to migrate to, I got what I need from the experience that we had in church. Because this is not where the battle is. This is where we draw strength from each other. This is where we come together as one voice and lift up the name of Jesus. But when you leave this sanctuary, you have got to go home to your stuff. You have to got to get in your cars and go back home to your stuff. And your stuff does not care how much you shout inside the sanctuary, but it cares how you stand in your living room, in your bedroom. It can't. God say, listen, go to sleep. Look at somebody say, go to sleep. God say, stop being afraid. Go to sleep. Stop watching TV all night because you stressed out. Stop watching the show all day long because you don't know how God gonna make it. God say, stand still. I don't care what you're doing here. You can have a good time in church and be horrible at your house because you don't know how to stand. It's not, listen, it's not that you, it's not that we're discrediting what we do here, but I'm trying to show you through the Bible is this. The battle begins at the house. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? A point I want to bring out is this. Somebody say destructive behavior. Do you not know we display some destructive behavior in that we will shout all over this church. There's a lot of people in here. We will shout all over this church. And we will go home and display some destructive spiritual behavior. Our life will contradict everything that we shouted about. And although we look good in front of everybody else, our life is a living hell because God says you've not known yet how to master fear. And God says you always worried about what's going to happen to you. Oh, y'all got to get this. God said you were so worried about, I'm not going to have money to do this. I'm not going to have money to put gas in my car. I'm not going to do this. And God said you so worried about what happens to you. You fear of loot. God said, if any man will come after me, he must first deny himself. You cannot worry about if they talk about you. You can't worry about take no thought of what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to have. Why? Because your heavenly Father knows these things before you even pray. And God said, you have got to stand still and not be moved by the conditions in your life. Mm. Oh, y'all got to get that right there. Somebody said destructive behavior. I am on course right now. God said, I'm on course in your life to show you something great. But the only thing that can destroy what I'm doing in you and through Trinity Christian Center is two things. If the people become fearful and if they lean to their own understanding, y'all got to get that. Fear will make you try to figure it out. I'm telling y'all what I've lived, amen. Fear will have you in your room calculating, lying to Duke Power. Tell me you're going to pay them next week, and you know you're not going to pay them next week. Somebody say fear. Fear will have you contemplating things in your mind that you know is not right because you're scared of what's going to happen to you. We're so us conscious until we're so afraid that God, if I don't do this, this is going to happen to me. My car, my house, my money, my job. God said, where do I come in this? You're so afraid of what's going to happen to you until you basically destroying the relationship that you have with me. For we walk by faith and not by sight. God said, you cannot walk with him. Display any kind of spiritual destructive behavior. It does not matter how you look in front of the person that's sitting in front of you. It is something about what God is saying. When my people go home, are they destroying what I'm trying to construct? God said it is impossible to stand. See, what I'm teaching this morning is standing still is that it starts in the mind. It starts in the mind. I don't want to preach and teach to a group of men and women and all we know how to do is shout. Demond, play me some shout music record. Just a quick little snippet. You know what? If one person jump up, somebody know how to shout. When you got saved, nobody didn't teach you how to shout. You just heard the music. I tell you, I'm getting my shout right. Listen. You can hear music and you instantly get Lord, the Spirit is moving here. God said, no, you know what? I'm not even concerned about that. Because you can shout and go home and be just as destructive in your mind. God, I heard a word, but I don't know. I guess got to stay. God said, you got to grow up. Somebody say, grow up. Trinity, hear me? You got to grasp this. For where God is taking us, we've got to stand still. I don't care if you just got saved last week or you've been saved for a little while. We got to be still and not let the enemy move our mind. Because if he moves your mind, he can move your feet. And it ain't no telling where your feet will go when your mind is confused. Oh, y'all got to get that. The Bible say, God told Moses, the Lord shall fight your battles. There's a form of confrontation. Somebody say confrontation. I don't know who's ever had children or kept children, who's a mother, father. You understand what I'm talking about. There comes a point of confrontation when your kids, you get pulled into something that's affecting your kids. Let me put a caveat by that. I ain't talking about grown children. If you got grown children and they're acting crazy, you need to lay them before the Lord. Is anybody in the building? So we got that clear that we're talking about like 3 and 4 and 5 and probably 10 and 12. Amen. Kids, can I get a witness? If you see a grown up, i.e. the devil, messing with your children, instantaneously, it's not the child's fight anymore. Y'all see where I'm going at? Now, one of the things is this. If you are look at somebody and say, I'm a child of God. There's some things that affect you that you got to know, have the discern to step back and let your daddy fight for you. There are things going on in your life right now that you've been trying to figure out, you've been trying to work out, and God said, listen, have it ever occurred to you that I'm your father? And sooner or later, you're going to have to let me fight for you. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Do you not know the enemy? I was just sharing this the other day. Listen, this is the children of God. This is the enemy. The enemy knows that if I cross over here, man, the Lord would destroy me. He would destroy my demons. He would destroy everything. So what they do, they just throw little things and try to get us to inch over here. As soon as we get close enough, they got us. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? But as long as we stay over here, are y'all hearing what I'm saying? If they make a move to get right here, God said, get out of the way. You don't do that. You don't disrespect. And I don't know who this is for. Stop saying that you, God is your father, if you don't want God to fight your battles. For the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. What you're going through right now, God said, I don't need you to stress your mind about how it's going to work out. I don't need you to bite your fingernails. God said, just get behind me and let me get in front of you, because this thing is affecting me, and what affects you affects me. Y'all got to get that. Look at somebody saying, I'm his. And there comes a time when God said, let me just show you. I'm going to show you that you're mine. Not by me blessing you. It's how I battle for you. And sometimes we don't want God to battle for us because we say, oh, Lord, I done this. I know it's your. God said, listen, every kid going to make mistakes. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I'm learning that now with my 10-year-old, my 3-year-old. They just getting warm. They ain't even got their teenage years yet. They're going to make mistakes. And God said, I don't base me fighting for you because of your mistakes. I base me fighting for you because you belong to me. Oh, y'all got to get that. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundations of God stand sure, having this seal, the Lord knows who belongs to him. And look at somebody and say, I belong to him. And when you belong to him, there are certain caveats and privileges that you just bestow to us as the children of God, that God will get off of his throne personally and fight your battles. Oh, y'all got to get that. Now, if I say he come give you a car or a station wagon or a bucket of chicken or something like that, we'd be hollering and jumping and running off. But he will fight your battles. Somebody say, he's fighting for me. And it's not a miracle if you were something to be fighting for. But when you look at your filthiness in your spirit and you realize that I'm still a work undone, and he will literally fight for me. Look at somebody and say, for me. I'm still cussing when I get mad. I still get frustrated. I'm still getting angry. But God say, I'm still going to fight for I wish y'all could get that and put it in your spirit. Sometimes you feel like, God, I'm not even worth fighting for. I get it wrong more than I get it right. But God say, I will stand up off of my throne and let the enemy know, if you put another finger on my baby, if you put another finger on my children, I will come down there personally and rebuke you myself, because it's not by power nor by might, but it's by my spirit. Look at somebody say, he's fighting for me. Yes, you. Yes, you, the one that seemed like you can't get it right. Yes, you. Oh my goodness. Y'all got to get that right. Somebody say, yes, me. It does not matter what man say about me. It does not matter what my brother and sister say about me. You don't live with me. You don't know what I had to come through. You don't know my mind makeup. But God knows who I am. And God say, listen, I don't care about what they think about you, but I'm going to fight for you anyway. All I need you to do is to be still. Don't you be moved. Don't you be moved by external circumstances. Everything external is trying to move you internal. And one of the, thank you, Holy Spirit. One of the things that God said we must get a grip on in 2015. Somebody said behavior. Behavior. You listen, it's not by works that we save y'all. Do you know that you can come to church every Sunday, pay your tithes, pray, and do everything you're supposed to do, and you still go through hell and high water? Did y'all get that? You can do good and do right by everybody else. You can love thy neighbor as thyself, and you still can catch pure hell. Oh, y'all got to get somebody to know what I'm talking about. You can try to change. Does anybody know when you try to change your life and you put down the wrong and you picked up the right, and it seems like your life is still going to complete hell? God let you know that you can do everything right from January 1 to December the 31st, and between that gap, you will go through pure hell. But in the midst of the hell happening, is something that God is going to use in your circumstance to get you to grow up. The more you go through, you become less self-dependent and more God-dependent. Oh, y'all got to get that. Because as surely as I'm preaching to you right now, somebody in this room is going through something right now that they can't just hit a button and make it go away. You got to depend on God. Make it go away, God. Make it go away. I got saved, God, but it's still not going away. God said you can get saved and it's still not going away. God, I don't want to hurt anymore. God, I just want to come in your church. God said you can come in the church and still get hurt. Oh, y'all got to get this. And God said, nothing stops happening because you're doing everything right. Lord, y'all got to get this. Nothing stops happening because you're trying to live right. God say, I would never allow it not to happen while you're saved. Because you cannot be seasoned if you don't go through sessions of salvation that you don't even feel like you are saved. I'm still talking about standing. There are going to be times when you feel like you've lost. And somebody knows what I'm talking about. It feels like, Lord, I'm losing more than I'm gaining. And I'm running out of time. And I'm frustrated. And I don't. And God said, now you got to live through it and know how to stand even when you're going through this emotional roller coaster. Because I called you to build your faith and not build your fear. Oh, y'all got to get that right there. Do you not know God said, I'm not going to cut it off? It's reminiscent of Peter. And when Jesus spoke over Peter's life, he said, Peter, Satan has sought to sift you as wheat. Did y'all get that? Ain't that amazing? This is what Jesus is telling Peter. Peter, Satan has sought. And that word Hebrew, and when you begin to study Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic, that word sought means to petition. Satan has sought the Almighty to get permission to sift you like wheat, like he asked to get sift Job. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? But he said this, but I pray that your faith. Oh, I'm getting happy right now. You may not see it because I'm tired, but I'm happy. But I pray that your faith remain. Can I go just one level deeper? It means I'm not going to stop you from denying me three times. And I'm not going to stop you from turning your back on me. He said, but when you come back, strengthen your brother. Because there's going to be something that you learn from what you go through that's going to make you be able to go back and strengthen your brother. Peter Petros, I'm a rock. And God said, no, baby, you don't understand that the enemy sought to see you like weak. With a snap of a finger, God could have said, he's not going to deny him. I'm not going to let that happen. But God said, listen, Jesus knew that Peter would deny him. He did not stop the process. He just prayed that after all you go through, that you still stand and remain, that your faith remain. You can go through a divorce. You can go through a job layoff. You can go through a critical moment in your life. And God said, I'm not worried about what's happening to you in your life. I just want you to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Look at somebody say, remain. Remain, remain. God is saying, Peter, I know you love me, you got good intentions, but you are going to deny me. And it's not that I'm not going to stop it because I want to pick on you. I'm not going to stop it because you need to fall to strengthen your faith. Look at somebody say, thank God for the fall. Do you not know you could be sitting beside somebody that probably fell this week and you wouldn't even know it because we know how to hide it behind a praise and a worship. You sit beside somebody right now that's frustrated in certain areas of their life and they're here in church trying to draw strength, but you would never even know it. You would never even know how the enemy play games on you because he sought to sift us all like wheat. And do you not know that God does not stop the sifting? Because in the midst of the sifting, he separates the wheat from the tare.
Listen, I'm out of time. However, you can hear this broadcast every Saturday morning from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. on this station, WPZS, Praise 100.9 and 92.7, and on a podcast any day and every day on www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. If this message has blessed you, we want to hear from you. Call us at 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371. And for more information, stay tuned to the announcer. Listen, let's meet together again next week as we go deeper into the Word of God. And remember, make this year your season. God bless.
Trinity Christian Center is located at 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28262. Service times are Sundays at 11 a.m., Wednesday Empowerment at 7 p.m. Please feel free to visit us on the web at www.trinitychristiancenter.net or call us at 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371. If you're interested in purchasing today's message, just ask for offer 003. At Trinity Christian Center, we are taking authority over the enemy through the preached word under the direction of Bishop Keith Felton.
Somebody always get wind of what you're going through, and they look at you and say, if I were her, I'd be going crazy about now. If I were him, I'm about to lose my mind. But they don't realize that you have to develop a quiet strength. Even when it looks bad on the outside of me, I got something that can say, peace be still on the inside of me. It's quiet, but it makes a lot of noise.
At Trinity Christian Center, souls are being saved and lives changed. Located at 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte. Services begin Sunday at 11 a.m. with the preached word and Wednesday night empowerment at 7 p.m. For details, call 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371. Or go online at trinitychristiancenter.net. Now, a word from Bishop Felton.
This is Bishop Felton here. Come out and be a part of this exciting atmosphere at Trinity Christian Center. If you are in the Charlotte or surrounding areas, I encourage you to come out and be a part of what God is doing at Trinity Christian Center. Be blessed.